Hello there. Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and I am your host today on Home Talk with Tony Gambone with a special guest today that I'm real excited about, a lady by the name of Kate Clark. And Kate Clark, originally from the UK, has a great accent. I'm excited about that. But she's now a citizen here in the US, and she's been decorating for, 25 years and has seen many changes in styles. Loves creating a client's vision and guiding them through the process of design and making their house a home. Anyway, before we get to all that, I want to bring Kate up on the show, and I want to talk to her about a couple of different things about Kate, and then we're going to dabble into the home decor and something else that she wants to share with us about a new vision of a house that is in the U.S. right now, and we'll get a lot to talk about. First, I want to welcome her to the show, and I want to talk to her about different things from the difference between here and the U.K. and things about Kate. Kate, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And, Kate, now we know from your accent that you're not from the U.S., and I mentioned about being from the U.K., but how long have you been here in the U.S.?
I've been in the U.S. 23 years.
Oh, so
and
this
I love
is home
it
now.
Here. This is home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what part of the U.S. do you live in?
I live in Orlando, Florida, and I've lived here the whole time.
That's a great place. I love Orlando, the weather. I'm in Houston, so we have some kind of comparable weather here. It's humid longer than it is cold, but at least it's not cold that long. So tell me, what brought you to the States?
Well, my husband is a custom home builder, and we came here because he was tired of building boxes. In the UK, there's so many regulations on the style of homes you can build. And we came to America during a Street of Dreams, and he got so excited about the custom home elements of what we could do. So that was our inspiration to come here.
Huh. Okay, so he is a home builder in Florida?
He is. He's actually my ex-husband now, but we still work together sometimes.
Okay, so tell me, how you got involved in this. I'll give you, for instance, so I have a remodeling business, and we're a remodeling contractor, and my wife is the one who does a lot with the clients. I like it to call it the emotional side of the business, picking out all the colors and designs and stuff. She seems to be a lot better at it than I do. Is that how you got started?
It is, absolutely. We were a good partnership, and I think having a woman involved, it's usually the lady of the house that makes those decisions. I've had a few where the men get involved, but generally it's the wife who makes the decisions. So woman to woman, they relate to each other and we get their vision probably easier.
Yeah, and it's there's no doubt that the women are the ones that spend the money that, you know, I like to say they wear us down until they get what they want. But if it was up to men, we'd all live in tents. So I think it's an important piece. And I'm very thankful that my wife does that part of it. I used to do it. It just seems a better fit. Like I call it the emotional side. So what is your favorite part of it? I mean, some people just like to pick out the different counter surfaces or the window coverings or laying out the whole house. What's the spot that you like the most?
Well, actually, I love all of it. I spend so much time getting to know the people I'm working with, to see their vision, and making them happy and creating their vision is my big goal. And once I get there, to see their face when they walk in the house after it's finished, that's the happiest thing for me. And each part of that selection thing is important. It's like putting a big jigsaw together, and each piece, getting it together, is the important thing.
Mm. You know, it is a transformation that is exciting to watch. I mean, you know, as a decorator and working with a contractor, you know that the whole process has its ups and downs and ins and outs, and a lot of times the job runs behind and the customer is getting impatient. But at the end of it all, when they do walk through and they see the final piece of it, it's breathtaking for them, and it's a deep breath of air for the contractor. So do you find that same struggle? Jobs never seem to go exactly as planned. There's always a domino effect. There's always more to it, and people add to it, and it just always seems to take a little bit longer, or that's the weather or materials held up. Do you find that common as well?
Oh, very much so. And the last project I worked on, the New American Home, that got delayed by the hurricane that we experienced here in Florida, and it put us behind. And it added so much pressure to the builder. I mean, the design part of it, that, you know, is ongoing. But I always sympathize with the builders I work with, because really they've got the hard bit. And I love to keep my clients on track and make peace and keep them on budget. And all of that so critical. And a lot of people have this vision because they look on Houzz and all the other websites, but they don't realize what it costs. So that's the other thing that's frustrating, is that they have this vision, but a lot of them just get out of control when it comes to spending. So I'm often the peacemaker.
Now, do you find, I'm always the guy going to the husband. I understand what you're feeling, but, you know, it's just a matter of how long you want to go through the battle. She's going to win anyway. do you find that people watch HGTV? A lot of people ask me this. Is that a problem for me, HGTV, because a lot of people think, how hard could it be, right? But at the end of the day, I think it's a plus for contractors and decorators, because it allows them to open up their mind to the idea of it. Then there's the reality part of it, and you know, when you come in and you talk to someone and they have a budget of $20,000 and they live in a $400,000 home and they want to redo their kitchen, well, they need to save some more money up. But do you find that the TV shows are a help or a hinder?
Oh, I find them a help. I do. And I look on Houzz, because they paint a picture then of what they're looking for. So watching those shows, I think it's brilliant. And I enjoy them too.
Yeah. It's seems to be on my TV a lot. And when, the joke is I come home to learn more about what I did all day. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that they're showing new stuff in different areas of the country. Now, you had mentioned about a working with the New American Home. Yeah, before the storm.
Yes.
Tell people what that is.
Well, the New American Home is associated with the International Builders Show, which, of course, runs every year. And all the vendors involved are showing the latest product of everything and steering in the direction of the trends coming forward. It's such a wonderful thing to be involved in. I felt very privileged to be chosen to do it, because experiencing and having that ability to put it all together. And again, that was a tough jigsaw, because each vendor has got their latest thing, but then it was for me to figure out whether they all fitted together. So it really turned out well, and it got great reviews. So I'm really happy with it.
What did that do for your resume?
Well, we're just promoting it now, because the show started in January and lasted for 2 weeks. So now we're able to use all the pictures, and having that on my resume is a big deal, because it's once a year and a different designer. It's held in Orlando for 2 years, and it goes over to Vegas for 2 years. And getting those connections with all the vendors of the high end, and they accommodated me so much. It was just amazing.
How did that opportunity come along?
I worked with the builder that got chosen to do the house, and he asked them if they would consider me. And because I'd done the new Southern home in 2014, it impressed them enough to say, yes, she can do it. So, I've done some great high-end properties. This one was 7,500 square feet in a very unique area of Orlando. So I had to turn a traditional Tuscan to a modern Tuscan because it's in one of those developments where it had, they couldn't just switch it. It had to have that Tuscan element because it's called Bella Colina.
Hmm. Now, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about, I think that I read somewhere is that blue is the new gray this year, and flooring trends and just different plans, designs, and the latest trends in home designs. I know that you're a very knowledgeable person on all that stuff, and your background surely speaks of your profession. But I wanted to ask you a question about, one of my questions in my stuff that I sent out to my guest is, have you written a book? And with your expertise, I'm just curious, is it because you're too busy that you haven't written a book?
Yes, I'm too busy. Yeah. I love what I do, and I'm continuing learning. I don't think you ever can stop, because each year there's something new, something different, and it would be an ongoing book. So maybe it's something that I will do as articles rather than books going forward, showing the new trends.
Right.
And how things
have changed. One of the things with the articles, they turn into books.
Yes.
So you've probably already written a bunch of articles. You probably have two or three books of material laying around. But I'm always asking that question, Kate, because I think that, you have miles and miles of knowledge. And if people could learn more about who Kate is, I think that that would be a plus for them. I'm not just your ability in the remodeling industry, but a little bit more about you, what you've done over the 25 years of experience, the ups and downs. It wasn't always easy, I'm sure, and you had to break through different things and work with different types of contractors and customers and all that there. So I think that would be something you might think about bringing out to the show. Well, we could just sit here and ask you more questions about it, but I would love to be able to learn more about Kate, the person, as well. So let's get back to the interview, because I can go off track here with that. I love learning about people themselves. Let's talk about the current color trends.
Well, of course, gray is still in, and I can't see it going away for some time, but I'm seeing elements of other colors that are working well with it. Gray is toned with taupes, and then we're adding the pastels, the very pale pink, pale lilac, pale blue, and then cobalt blue made this huge comeback at the furniture market in Las Vegas in July. So it's really nice to see some bold color coming back rather than that very neutral. And the fact that gray and blue look great together is perfect. And white cabinetry is still huge. Lots of softness.
Now, have you found that the gray base cabinet, the white wall cabinet, has made an impact this year, or do you think that will continue?
I do think it'll continue, because I also consult with realtors, because builders have got to sell houses. So I always like to keep up to date with their views of when they take people around houses. What do they like? What do they dislike? So that I can guide people to where they're not making a mistake in making choices that are either old or not at the moment. And white is still very big.
Now, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yes.
Okay. My lights just flickered. The rain is starting to fall down pretty heavily. And I wanted to make sure that that I didn't lose you. Okay. So anyway, so I see now a lot of glass tile being used.
Oh, yes. Do
you think that's going to be a fad? I can remember back when people did tile and granite, and they put granite squares inside the floor tile to backsplash, and then all of a sudden, a few years later, they found that that was dated. What's your take on the glass tile? Do you think that's going to last longer?
I'm seeing it forward, looking at the covering show, which, of course, is tile and everything, and, of course, glass is very big. And bringing in, they're doing even beautiful glass light fixtures that are more structured glass. So I don't see glass going out at all. And I feel that the color tones are changing in all of that because, of course, gold is coming back, the warmer gold than we had 10 years ago. That's making a huge comeback. Black is back. In faucets and everything. So I'm seeing elements of stainless steel, which again connects to appliances with the glass. So I don't think it's going anywhere. Everything's becoming larger format. So
right. So do you think that the brushed nickel is going to stay in or gold's going to come back?
Well, no, brushed nickel will be around because stainless is going to be solid for a long time to come. But gold is the accent now where for powder rooms, and there'll be that little accent bathroom somewhere in a house. And of course, it's in light fixtures now. So it's interesting. We're getting more choices.
Yeah. And so I see in some new homes, we have a company that really specializes in kitchen and bathroom remodels. And, you know, with the storm that came through here in Houston 7 months ago, we have found ourselves redoing the whole house now. But I see that a lot of the new homes have fireplaces that are covered with glass tile.
Yes.
Are they doing that in Florida?
No, not really. We're experiencing, a lot of electric fireplaces, but we do have gas as well. But our big thing is the chisel face stone in the linear. Everything's very linear and warm looking. So I often use the stone outside that I bring inside so it has that nice connection.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the stone, the stone face on the whole thing instead of the glass tile. I really do think it's a warmer look. And like you said, a lot of times it's on the front of the house. So it just kind of brings in that into the inside of the house. And I'm a huge, huge fan of it. I'm glad you said that because I'm always looking like that glass tile thing just too much.
Yeah. And so, I like to bring my clients with timeless things. And to me, that has a longer lifespan. So I always look at it that way too.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It won't be dated as quickly. Yeah. And so now on the floor tiles, I know that you're were able to talk about that a little bit. It seems as though the porcelain tile that looks like wood is like the hottest thing on the market.
Absolutely. And it, again, become larger format. So, you know, 8 inches by 6 foot. They started out at 6 by 36 and they seem to be getting larger, and it looks even better than it did in the beginning. So I used a lot of that in the new American home.
And do you find that, so some people tend to try to find a very inexpensive tile, and I have found that some of that tile, if you're not paying a fair price for it, it seems to be warped. So it's harder to install correctly. So do you like it with no joint line, a 16th of a joint line, or 1/8 of a joint line? What is your preference on that?
Yeah, it depends on the material, but I like the very fine grout lines, and that's the trend. Even with regular porcelain tile, the rectified edges rather than that old chiseled edge that we got used to with the large grout lines. So the thinner, the better.
Right.
And like you said, those almost cheaper tiles can be a problem.
So it's almost, you know, I find we use a lot of unsanded grout where we never used it before, because the sand had more flexibility in it. So do you see that being a long-term problem, not having sanded grout because the joints are so small, or do you recommend floating the floors really, really well before you do it so you have the flexibility?
Well, again, remodel is hard because you're going over old floor lines, so you know, there would be a problem. But on new construction, they pretty much level the floors out before they lay the tiles, so that nice fine joint works on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the difference is in remodel and commune.
Yeah, I have to live in that world of reality where people are saying in a new home, in a subdivision, and it looks one way, and they don't understand the difference. I'm glad you brought that up. There is a huge difference with that process. Now, what do you find when you're doing these homes, when you're doing remodels? I'm sure you work with people in the remodel area. What do you find that people tend to lean towards in their kitchens? So, for instance, granite was like huge, now it's quartz, and it seems like the quartz, the slabs got smaller and the square footage price got higher.
Yes.
Do you think that the quartz or the quartz lights, you know, like the man-made quartz is a better way to go than the granite?
Well, it depends on budget, because like you say, if you do a level one granite, you can sometimes find a slab that's less money than using quartz, but the trend is quartz. And DuPont have come out with this awesome new Corian that is more reasonable, and they've upgraded their look, so it looks more like quartz. So I often offer clients that want that in between price point. And of course, granite, it's got more movement, and that's what people are bucking against at the moment. They want that continual surface that looks the same all throughout the kitchen. So that's the trend that it is at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost gone, you know, years and 20 years ago, they all had cultured marble, a man-made product in bathrooms and tubs and stuff like that. And they're still using it a little bit. But it seems as though the quartz goes more in that direction. It's not as busy. People like the idea that it's less maintenance on it. What we try to do is we try to sell the second-tier granite price point because we can get some first-tier quartz prices for the same. So it's kind of we can offer a little bit more. You know. But it just seems that everybody's going with that white, almost on white, quartz.
Yes.
You know, it's got a little gray swirl, almost looks like a marble.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like the Carrera. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm sorry.
It seems that the Carrera look is consistent in flooring and on counters. So that again is timeless. So it's a good investment really to go that way.
And is it safe to say that people doing white cabinets say, shaker cabinets white with that white, well, almost with a little bit of gray swirl in it, that marble look countertops. And then they make a statement with their backsplash. So that you think is going to be more timeless as well?
I do. I do. And the contrast comes from the four, the backsplash and the paint that surrounds it. So,
which gives you a lot more options.
Oh, absolutely. It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So people could change the color of their walls more often without having to remodel the whole room because they have more options that way. Is that how you feel?
It is. Yes. And of course, glazing's gone out completely. That, you know, they all used to put a glaze and that was always an upcharge. So having that basic white cabinet is less money too. So, and it's a great look.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people now have the opportunity to have a less expensive remodel, but still be able to update their house by now coming in with a nice painted white cabinetry, maybe even just changing out the doors and drawer fronts, and being able to acquire that bolder look on the wall and then accent that tile or that countertop, so which saves them the cost of getting all new cabinets as well.
Yes, I haven't done one like that. I've actually repainted cabinets, had a refinisher come in, but I know that there are people out there that do that, and it would work out less.
Yeah, well, we do that. We put new drawers and door fronts on. We'll put new hinges, self-closing or soft closing, and slides as well. So you have that model home feel with a 20-year-old cabinet, as long as it's, you know, it's basically a job cabinet made on site, and you can put new solid wood doors and drawer fronts on it. It really updates it at probably, you know, half the price that it would cost you to come in and redo everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good plan. Yeah.
So we've run out of time quickly here, Kate, but what are some of the recommendations? Knowing what you know, what would you tell people to beware of and to think about doing in their own homes? Like, so what's a good thing and a bad thing? So there's a lot of things to beware of. I mean, the marketing tools out there are great that leads people into certain things. So what would be something you tell them to beware of and something that you would tell them to try, because that might be something of the future?
Yeah, I'd really, on the remodel side, consult with the local realtors that give you a great idea on what property in your area is selling for so that you don't overdo it. Set your budget that's realistic and don't overspend, and be realistic, do your homework, and then plan. The kitchen is a major thing in a house, so is the master. And if you just did those two rooms as part of a remodel, I feel that they're the critical elements that sell a house or make you at home. I mean, they're the two areas that are relevant in a family house, the master and the kitchen. And all of my clients, I'm a designer, my job is to make their home what they want, with my expertise in guiding them in the best way to get them the best price, give them the look that they want, and make them happy. So I work hard at that.
Okay, we're out of time. Please give everyone information how they can contact you and get, maybe hire you to do the work in their home.
Yeah, my email is kate@homesreimagined.com, and you can contact me on there. You'll find me on Facebook, and you'll find me on our website. So please, and we can even do consultations over the phone, so you can reach us either way. I've worked all over the U.S., so no projects too far away.
Well, I apologize for running out of time so quickly, but there's so much more that you could offer people. I hope they will reach out and connect with you, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
Absolutely, anytime. My pleasure.
Okay. Well, folks, we're out of time, so I just want to mention real quickly, if you're going to do a home remodel. It's very important, like Kate said, do your homework. Investigate your contractor. Hire a decorator. Talk with Kate. Learn what the options are so that you can make the best decision available for what you have in mind. My name is Tony Gambone, host of Home Talk. We'll be back next week. I want to thank everyone for being a part of our show today. We'll talk to you soon.